Answer Radio, where you'll get advice and answers from the guy who leads the organic charge. Author, landscape architect, arborist, and your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome everybody to the show, Healthy Living Radio with the Dirt Doctor. We will be with you for 3 hours, either by radio or on the internet, however you like to listen to us. Some people do a little bit of both. Telephone number to be with me is 1-866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. I've started a new little deal I'm doing on Facebook that's getting some pretty good response. I'll tell you a little bit more about it in a minute, but I put the wrong phone number for the show on there this morning, and I just corrected it. So early in the morning, I guess that's the only excuse I can give you. We've got a dog to tell you about. First of all, this hour is brought to you by Munster Milling Company, makers of Munster natural dog food and cat food up on the Red Rivers where they're located, and been making quality food. Dog feeds and animal feeds in general for a long, long time. And the dog and cat product, we got involved with them some years ago, and it's pretty special. So not available all over the country yet, but if you're interested in it, you can find more on our website, dirtdoctor.com, or go to their website, which is munstermilling.com, M-U-E-N-S-T-E-R, munstermilling.com. The SPCA dog of the week is Bella, and Bella's a good-looking 3-year-old, 43-pound female Labrador mix, and the most gorgeous red, rust-colored coat that shimmers in the sun that you've ever seen. She's really pretty, so check her out. Pictures on dirtdoctor.com in the SPCA, under the SPCA pet button. From last week, Jax was adopted. Thank you for that. But Bunny's still waiting for home. We haven't done a good job with Bunny. I'm going to pull her picture up again, see what's going on there. I assume it's a female. Check that out. We need to help Bunny find a place. It's an interesting time of the year for gardening and landscaping and pest control. Things are revving up to a degree as the weather warms and things begin to grow. That's when everybody gets their mind on some of the issues they had from last year, and some things start to pop up. So anything you want to talk about is fair game, from landscape, installation, vegetable gardening, herb gardening, pest control, compost making. Some of the questions that have been coming up during the week, we'll address and catch up on some of those. The telephone number again to be with us is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. The new feature on that we're doing on Facebook, it's not terribly new, other than I'm going to go in there. Already have started going in there at least daily, and give you a tip of the day, something that's current. It seems that a lot of people use Facebook more than anything because it's easy to use. We'll be referring people back to the website for more detailed information about the things that I talk about. But it's already created a situation where I can see so many people are responding to it that apparently don't know about the show and don't know about the organic approach. In fact, some criticism has already popped up about what I've said, and one of those things we'll talk about in a little more detail today. Commented on first fertilization of the year needing to be done, and that organic fertilizer doesn't pollute like the synthetic fertilizers. And one note came back that organic fertilizers pollute just as much or more than synthetics, and that's just not true. If you know anything about the science and the details of it at all, the synthetic fertilizers are soluble, and they're also in a chemical state where they don't bond, they don't lock into the soil and stay there. They're very mobile. They volatilize, they wash away, they leach away. And the volatilizing is the part I think that the fewest people understand, it's a significant source of air pollution. A lot of people know that it's a source of water pollution, yet keep recommending and using this stuff. You can see the problems in the Gulf of Mexico that come from the synthetic fertilizers from the farms all along the Mississippi River, the valley, and it's just common sense. It's not anything that's really debatable. Synthetic fertilizers are salts. One of the things that you can do, if anybody gets into a conversation with you about synthetic versus organic fertilizers, is ask them why on the bag of synthetic fertilizer it doesn't list all the ingredients. And they may look at you a little puzzled and think, well, it says what NPK is and maybe a couple of other things. Okay, add all that up, and what does that come to? Does that come to 100% of the bag? Well, no, it doesn't. And the rest of that stuff is what the mystery is. Some people will try to argue with you that that's just filler and it's inert and it's no big deal, but that's not true. The other percentage of the bag is made up of salts. And right now, we need to get this changed, but right now it's not required by hardly any, if any, states, and not by the federal government to go on the label to identify what those things are. If they are identified properly, people really start backing off using, well, some people won't change no matter how much detailed information you give them, but some people, I think, are open-minded and starting to see that there's just a whole bunch of technical reasons why you want to use either a bridge product that has synthetic elements in it but is buffered with carbon and organic things so it functions like an organic fertilizer and can be used at much, much lower rates per acre so that you don't have the problem of the stuff washing off and volatilizing off and becoming an environmental problem. And the second part of that that's just as important is we want to use fertilizers that are efficient at getting into the plants and feeding the plants properly. And it's an indirect thing. The organic fertilizers actually feed the soil, feed the microbes in the soil. They don't feed the plant directly. And the waste of the microbes and the dead bodies of the microbes and all that is where the true natural fertility is created and gets into the plant properly. If you want to read some details about that, one of the things that we did with our latest book, Organic Management for the Professional, the book that I did with Dr. Mike Amaranthus and John Ferguson from Houston, is that we talked about just those things and why it's important. And John is a soil chemist and a geologist and really got into the chemistry of it a whole lot more. Mike, of course, is the world's leading expert in mycorrhizal fungus, and his biggest hand in the book was the biological activity and some of the research that he's specifically done. A lot of the critics say there's no research and no data backing up these organic kinds of things, but there is. There's a ton of it, and Mike's done 7,000 or 8,000 of the test himself. I think there's something, I forget the numbers exactly, but it's thousands and thousands of tests and research projects and data just on biological activity related to mycorrhizal fungus, and Mike has been involved in a whole lot of those things. But also in the book, you'll find some of the projects that we've been involved in that have come up with data about what I was just talking about there, about how efficient organic fertilizers are at getting into the plant compared to synthetic fertilizers. And one of the young chaps that's been involved in that's a friend of mine who's a golf course superintendent here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Mark Claiborne, and he has the advantage on his golf. He has three golf courses, and also at Tierra Verde, which is kind of the leading one of the golf courses. He has three holes that are practice holes in addition to the 18 holes of the golf course. And on one of those holes, he's continued to use the old chemical program that he and a lot of other people continue to use. And he's been able to compare the two, and the data he came up with, and it is in the book, and there's a lot of other projects and data and information like that in that book as well. But what he came up with was the fact that organic fertilizers are at least 66% more efficient at getting into the plant than the synthetic fertilizers, and he proved that on his own turf, on his own golf course. It's probably a little higher than that. We'll take a break and come back. Jump on here. We've got wide open lines for you, 866-444-3478.
BioSI is a leading manufacturer of beneficial microbe and enzyme products. BioSI products help build healthy soil to grow healthy gardens and food crops. BioSI products loosen the soil, reduce fertilization needs, and help reduce irrigation needs. BioSI can be used to treat flowers, lawns, shrubs, and trees, as well as herb and vegetable gardens. Water Doctor by BioSI cleans and maintains ponds, lakes, and water gardens. Contact them today at 866-393-4786 or on the web at biositechnology.com.
One of the places you can go to buy Crazy Water is at the Crazy Water store in Mineral Wells. This is where the Crazy Well is and where you can purchase Crazy Water and many related products. Crazy Water is what I drink, and there are several reasons why you should too. Other waters can't add naturally occurring minerals to their water, only synthetic ones. Crazy Water's high level of natural minerals are more readily absorbed by your body than synthetic minerals. Crazy Water is also a natural sports drink without all the artificial flavors and sugars. Crazy Water drinkers love it because it's real and it's an easy means of hydration and electrolyte replenishment. Crazy Water's been making people feel good since 1881. Go to drinkcrazywater.com and click on Find Us to locate a store in your area. If your favorite store is not carrying Crazy Water, click on the red Get Crazy banner ad on the top of the store location page to print a page that you can give to your store so they can get Crazy Water for you. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on the effectiveness of natural organic approaches in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC wants to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us to enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center can use your support. Your contribution is tax deductible. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the bottom of the homepage to find out more about TORC and how you can help. Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
One of the most important organic product manufacturers in Texas is the Medina Corporation down in Hondo, Texas. The company's been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products longer than anyone in the business. Medina has quality fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulas. Medina products work by stimulating the soil biology to help all plants. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products that help you spend your budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right at the same time. They have a brand new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food, which is great. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com, and you'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell quality organic products.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. My tea this morning, kind of a quick and lazy one. It's a mixture of green tea and ginger and honey, but it's really good. Kind of a tip from one of the listeners. It's a nice tea. Pretty simple one to do. Use real thin slices of fresh ginger and your green tea, and organic green tea would be best, and some honey. My honey comes from the local honeybee people that have the hives at our house. I don't know if that's the honey that actually came from our hives or not, but the Texas Honeybee Guild folks. Wherever you are, if you get honey from some of the local producers, that's going to be the best quality and the best for you. So be sure and use honey as your main sweetener. There's nothing that even comes close. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. I looked up Bunny, the little dog that we haven't helped get adopted yet, and it's a cute little white dog. So go to dirtdoctor.com and go to the SPCA pet adoption button and see Bunny, and let's try to help Bunny out. I'm a little bit afraid. I seem to have in the back of my mind that we had two little white dogs that they were saying that really needed to be adopted together, and Bunny was one of those two. And I hope that Bunny's friend didn't get adopted and she got left behind. But anyway, anybody that's looking for a small dog, check out Bunny on dirtdoctor.com. If you want our newsletter is free. Of course, Facebook's free, too. You go to Howard Garrett or Dirt Doctor, the Dirt Doctor, either one, to get to our Facebook area. The newsletter we send out on a weekly basis, it's about the new kind of feature that we're doing on Facebook. It's going out right now. If you don't get it, just send us your email to info@dirtdoctor.com, or you can fill out the form on the website and you get that free. If you want to join the members area of dirtdoctor.com, it does cost a little bit, but it's got a lot more benefits, and you can see how all that works if you go to the website. You can click on Ask Howard or go to the Organic Club of America button, either one, and it'll help you out. All right, to the phones here. First up this morning is Norman in Quinlan, Texas. Hello, Norman.
Howdy, Howard.
Howdy.
Just wanted to kick in on that pollution problem. What I perceive they're talking about at organics is where you have the big commercial cattle farms and the hog pens and stuff like that that has bad runoff. But then I think they're putting so much junk into it that we're afraid to use it for compost or, you know, our
right.
gardens.
Well, you got two good points there, Norman. Yeah, I don't consider the factory farms that, you know, have huge amounts of manure and material, organic material that washes off and gets into the water stream and everything. I don't consider that organic. I consider that gross mismanagement of the land and, you know, needs to be stopped. That's where you've got just the physical stuff washing off. There's so much of it on the surface. It's washing off the surface and getting into the water. I'm talking about the responsible application of organic fertilizers. You know, it's two completely different things.
Right. Well,
your second point is a good one, and I'm really struggling with a couple of things. I'm struggling with being able to come up with compost and related products that don't have any contaminants, any problems in them. I'm coming up with an issue that seems to be getting greater and greater. I've got some solutions it looks like are coming up, but we've got problems with recommending fertilizers that don't have some kind of issue, because fertilizers that have stockyard manure as part of the product, or if they have poultry manure that's right. not coming from an organic poultry operation, and there's very, very little of that, you got the not only the problem of what is going into the feeds, but we know that pharmaceuticals are being given to the animals, you know, for disease control and all that, and they're not done as needed. They're done on a prophylactic basis. They're put into the feed, you know, on the front end across the board. So
right.
those are issues that we're continuing to look at and deal with and try to come up with better and better products.
That's true. Now, is well, you call him Crazy Rick. He seems perfectly normal to me. But is he going to run for Ag Commissioner again? Or
I don't know. He didn't come to our seminar. I thought we'd probably see him there.
Right.
And I don't know if he got involved in something else or what. I haven't heard whether he's going to run again or not, but it's always interesting whatever he's up to, Norman.
Oh, that's true. Well, you have a wonderful day, and thanks for your help.
Appreciate the call. Thank
okay.
you for being
Bye.
Our leadoff hitter there. Here's Ann in Flower Mound. Hello, Ann.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I have a squirrel problem. They get on my roof, and they actually got into my attic, which I got them out and got the hole fixed. But that's been about 2 weeks ago, and I haven't heard them or seen them since then, except in my backyard one day. But this morning, I heard a big thump on the top of my roof, and I got walked outside, and they were two great big squirrels. I know they're coming sometimes from a neighbor's tree that they can climb on their limb and jump onto my roof. But I'm going out of town again for a week, and I have a feeling they have a field day when I'm gone, because that's when they, you know, made the other hole. But is there anything you can put on your property?
Well, we're about out of time for that. You can hang on if you want to. I don't have a good answer for you. It's the biggest pest I've got at home. Sometimes the hot pepper repellents will work fairly well on squirrels. Some people will feed them corn in a remote area away from where they're being a problem, you know, and that seems to work. Let me talk to you off there and see if we can get any more advice. I'm Howard Garrett, and I'll be right back after this.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Police say a charter bus full of high school students that crashed in Boston was on a road that had a height restriction. The bus hit an overpass, injuring 34 people. Police say the driver will probably be charged. Published reports say the author of the bestseller American Sniper, former Navy SEAL Chris Kyle, is one of the two men shot dead at a Texas gun range this weekend. Earl Rath County Sheriff Tommy Bryant says Kyle was and a second man were found dead yesterday afternoon. It's day six of a standoff in Alabama between authorities and a man holed up in a bunker with a five-year-old child. Police say Jimmy Lee Dykes took the boy from a school bus after killing the driver. And officials say 15 people have been killed by a suicide bomber and other militants in Kirkuk, a disputed northern Iraqi city. At least one attacker drove his car into the police headquarters building. This is SRN News.
When I was at graduate school, I learned a lot of very foolish and sometimes foolishly dangerous things.
You know why there was so little wisdom at Columbia? Because there was no God in Columbia. That explained everything.
People don't realize we have a secular brainwash in our society.
Baseball, Dennis and the French, the acclaimed film starring Dennis Prager, is now available on DVD.
People who say, I can't believe in God after the Holocaust. Do you believe in humanity after the Holocaust?
Baseball, Dennis and the French, the true story of a liberal agnostic who becomes a conservative Christian after hearing Dennis Prager on the radio.
I want to take argument by argument.
Watch the trailer, buy the DVD. Go to PragerMovie.com. Help transform a life. Go to PragerMovie.com.
This is the most important question in life. Is there a God?
Go to PragerMovie.com.
So what am I going to believe in? The UN?
With us for sports, I'm Patrick Foss. The San Antonio Spurs with their 10th win in a row, 96-86 over Washington, post the best record of the NBA, 38-11. Spurs center Tim Duncan sprained his left knee and right ankle in the first half and didn't return to the bench after being helped off the court. Spurs guard Tony Parker with 19 points was asked about Duncan's injury.
He's fine. He's fine. There's nothing big, you know, so you know, I'm sure Pop's going to be very cautious about his knee, and we'll see.
There were audible gasps in the crowd in San Antonio while the All-Star was on the floor holding his left knee for several minutes. Oklahoma City was upset by Cleveland 115-110, dropping them two games behind the Western Conference leading Spurs. New York down Sacramento 120-81. The Knicks pull into a virtual tie with Miami atop the Eastern Conference. Chicago used a stifling defense to shut down Atlanta 93-76. It was Houston 109, Charlotte 95, Minnesota 115, New Orleans 86, Milwaukee 107, Orlando 98. Portland beat Utah 105-99, and Golden State dunked Phoenix 113-93. This is SRN Sports. San Jose is no longer the NHL's only unbeaten team as they lost in a shootout to Nashville 2-1. Sidney Crosby and Chris Knuts each had a goal and two assists in Pittsburgh's 5-1 win over New Jersey. Rick Nash scored a go-ahead goal early in the third as the Rangers beat Tampa Bay 3-2. It was Montreal 6-1 over Buffalo, Colorado 3, Edmonton 1, Boston 1, Toronto nothing. Philadelphia 5, Carolina 3, Columbus 4, Detroit 2, Phoenix 2-0 over Dallas, Anaheim 7, Los Angeles 4, Chicago a shootout winner over Calgary 3-2. Phil Mickelson shot a third round 7-under-64 to finish 54 holes on top of the leaderboard at the PGA's Phoenix Open. He stands 24 under par, six shots in front of Brent Snedeker. Baltimore goes into the Super Bowl today against San Francisco, averaging 30 points a game and three playoff victories. Ravens tight end Dennis Pitta.
There's been times in this season, and even within, you know, certain ball games, that we've been very effective, but I think we haven't been as consistent for 60 minutes as we have been as of late.
With us in sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number, I think there's one line open for you. If you jump on real quick here at 866-444-3478. Matt taking the calls today and help you get all set up and going. We talked just a little bit more about squirrels off the air there, and as a lot of you know, if you've listened to my show or read my stuff in the Dallas Morning News and books and everything over the years, whoever comes up with a really good, consistent squirrel repellent that you can use, and it really does work. It's going to make about $1 billion. It's the biggest pest that we have, and they're cute little guys and girls. Squirrels are great, but they are very destructive in a whole lot of ways. And so coming up with a way of going is not there yet. We talked a little bit more about the garlic pepper tea. The formulas are on my website under guides on the homepage. That sometimes works to a degree. If you go to Asian markets, you can buy a lot of times bulk red pepper, real hot pepper, and putting it out dry in areas that are a problem sometimes works pretty well. But nothing that I've ever found is real consistent with squirrels. Sometimes the hot stuff works on them. Sometimes it doesn't seem to work at all. So if anybody else has any other tips, the feeding them in a remote place with corn and pulling them away from problem areas might work as well as anything you can do. Ken in Chiluta, Florida.
Yes.
Is that
yes,
pronounced
morning.
Correctly?
Well, we say Chiluta down
Chiluta. Sorry about that. First call from there. Thanks for calling.
Well, good to talk to you. I'm thinking of getting into farming a little bit, and I was going to do it with a hydro system. I read about it online, and sort of a survival technique. In an emergency, you can grow a lot of food very quickly. And I'm wondering if it makes sense from a health point of view, and I'm wondering what kind of fertilizer to use in the water. That's my first question. And secondly, am I just wasting my time trying to grow plants in water and have a nutritional plan at the end?
Well, it's a great question, Ken. A lot of people are interested in this for various reasons. I put hydroponics or hydro farming in the kind of the same category as I put being a vegetarian or a vegan. It's very difficult to get the proper trace mineral balance in the food and in your diet when you leave out the most important piece of the puzzle, which is soil. You know, soil is the key. Everything we talk about here with this natural organic approach, it starts with the soil. Everything comes from a healthy soil that's chemically, biologically, and physically well-balanced, and that transfers the trace minerals and the complex carbohydrates and the taste and the nutrition into the food. You can do it with hydro farming and with hydroculture, but it's a whole lot harder to do. And I'm a little curious about why you think it would be a quicker way to grow stuff. Is that something you read somewhere?
Yes. The main reason is because I've seen it done and talked to people, and they said they can grow plants in like half the time.
Interesting.
It takes up less space. And you can obviously put nutrients in the water, and then that is pumped up onto the plants.
That's right. And I've got a great recommendation for you there. The material, the mixture that we use for everything that I talk about here is called Garrett Juice. Garrett Juice is a mixture of compost tea or liquid humate, and then it has apple cider vinegar, fish, seaweed, and molasses in the mixture. And it can be used in a hydroponic system or hydrofarming system and would work beautifully for you. So if you go that way, use that, the formula for it's on my website and in my books. You can buy it commercially if you don't want to fool with making it, but it's real easy to make. You can do it yourself. I think that the other thing that would be difficult to get is maybe almost impossible, is some of the same biological activity that we use in the soil that's so important, mycorrhizal fungus on the roots of plants and things like that. I don't know that mycorrhizae grows on roots in water like it does in the soil. Doesn't mean you can't produce really good volume and all that kind of thing. Here's what I'd recommend that you do. Give it a try and use the Garrett Juice as your base fertilizer. And you can get water testing done before and after the testing of the water by itself and the testing as you inject the Garrett Juice type mixture into the water at Texas Plant and Soil Lab down in Edinburgh, Texas. And they can give you an idea of what's in the water available to the plants. And then you can do tissue sample tests also and see what's actually getting into the plant. I think it'd be very important. At the same time that you're setting up your hydro gardening and getting it going, do some of the same plants, either in pots or in the ground, in soil, using my same, you know, my basic recommendations that are on the website, and just see what difference it makes in one, production, and two, the taste of the food. You know, the big complaint I get from people that eat hydroponically grown stuff is that there's not much flavor. That can probably be overcome if you do the things that we're talking about. But just to produce a lot of volume, which a lot of commercial guys do with hydroponics, the tomatoes, for example, often taste like you're eating cardboard. They just don't have much flavor at all. And if they don't have much flavor, that probably relates to the fact that the trace mineral balance and the complex carbohydrates in the food is not there either. So you're going to be in charge of this research officially as of now.
Okay.
And give it a try both ways. But the hydroponic way, simple thing, Garrett juice mixture, and then get your testing done and tweak it as the tests indicate. And at the same time, you don't have to do, you know, large areas of it. Run some tests doing the same kind of the of approach with an organic program with soil in the mix.
This approach I'm taking, the roots don't actually go in the water. The water is pumped up and is sort of slid down a trough past them, and they have an opportunity to pick up as much water as they need. So
well, that's interesting. That's a little different, but still the same thing. They're still growing in water. There's still no soil in the mix.
That's true. That's the point I was making. But they weren't submerged in the water, which might be a little bit different.
I was involved in a project years ago when I was in the landscape business, and this was far before I was got into organics. And a fellow that I bought his company originally, that's how I got in the landscape business, he got interested in what was called hydroponics. And it was a German concept and technology that he got into, and he started convincing corporate America to put their interior plants into this hydroponic situation. And it was a little bit like what you were talking about. It was a system that used the expanded shale or a similar kind of a product, a real porous rock product, and it had water throughout the system, and there was a little bit of water down at the bottom, but this porous rock material pulled it up through the rock all the way through the pot or the container or even bed in some situations. And it was the same concept, putting the fertilizer back. In those days, they only used synthetic fertilizer. It was kind of like a commercial version of Miracle-Gro. And for a while, those plants did beautifully. They did really well. And it was supposed to be something that was lower maintenance. And after you got past the cost of the initial installation, it was supposed to save money and all that. Well, the plants did real well for the first several months, maybe even close to a year, and then they all started to fail, and the whole thing ended up being torn out and thrown away at some point. It's just very difficult to have a balanced natural system when you eliminate soil. It's so critical. But let's give it a shot here and see what we come up with. Take photographs and give us a report how you do.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for the advice. At least you're getting me off in the right direction.
Thanks, Ken.
Okay.
See you later.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
866-444-3478. Crazy Rick, speaking of him, is here with me this morning. Hey, Rick.
Well, hey, the answer to the first question is, am I going to run again, is yes.
You are, huh? Okay.
Well, you know, I can't let an opportunity go to waste. I mean, you know, nobody, it seems, on either side knows what's going on in agriculture. All they're doing is bending over backwards or frontwards. Who knows which way they're bending for the big corporate giants and Monsanto.
I can't disagree with that.
You know, we need somebody that's in direct opposition to that which is going on and detrimental to our food system. Why was I not at your seminar? Well, I've had a very productive kidding season this year. You know, I raise goats.
Yeah, good. I wish I'd gotten to come out and see those babies. They're really cute.
Well, you can see a lot of what's going on out here on Facebook at Crazy Rick's Natural Goats and Garden.
Okay.
And, you know, I've had over 50 kids this spring, so I was unable to attend, unfortunately.
Well, we'll do some more, and we'll get you there.
All right. Well, hey, you know, I'm looking forward to it. And Ken, on the hydroponics, the last caller, I've dabbled in hydroponics. I've dabbled in the what they call aquaponics, which is what he's talking about. In the aquaponics, they're adding earthworms to that gravel area that they put their fish sludge through. What they're doing is they raise fish at one end in the water. They filter the water out, filter all the solids and urea out of the water, that the fish are using. They pump it through the flower beds or the vegetable beds, and they get some very ornate beds. You don't even know that they're water systems in some cases. And down in Florida, you can do it outside. Up here, you'd have to do it in a greenhouse.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's the other issue. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
well, I just don't see how it's sustainable long-term without soil being there, because earthworms can live in water for a while, kind of like the plant roots, and then you start getting into some issues, I would think. But maybe this is a system
What they're doing, they're not using just water. They're using a gravel medium. It's not really a soil.
Yeah, it kind of functions as the soil and gets probably some organic matter built up in it.
And they do have the mycorrhizae in that area, but, you know, because it's an ebb and flow system.
Well, I'm going to look at it more and see what I can learn. Hang on if you had anything else, Rick. I've got to take a break here. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, back right after this.
Tired of poor-performing crops, gardens, or lawns? Texas Plant and Soil Lab offers you the most accurate and thorough soil nutrition test in the industry. Our special method is accurate for every soil type and in all areas of the country. The quality of the water you use for irrigation is also critical to the health of your soil and plants. We can provide you with a complete analysis and corrective recommendations for your water. Go to AskThePlant.com today to see useful information and a full description of our services. That's AskThePlant.com or call 956-383-0739. The Natural Organic Warehouse provides state-of-the-art natural organic products and programs. If you are a grower, farmer, rancher, landscape contractor, or homeowner who expects excellent results, convenience, and to save money, then you need to visit naturalorganicwarehouse.com. That's naturalorganicwarehouse.com. Once again, naturalorganicwarehouse.com. The Natural Organic Warehouse. Organic programs and products that work.
Keeping our bones strong and healthy becomes more of a challenge as we age, especially for women. This is Dr. Natalie Engelbart, scientific advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Research has proven that adding a probiotic supplement to your diet will fortify and strengthen bones, making them less likely to break. A clinical study done exclusively on Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics found that women and men who took Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics for at least 8 weeks had significantly increased bone density. The calcium we consume through milk and supplements is not always absorbed or used to build bone. In fact, without a healthy probiotic population in the gut, calcium can pass right through undigested. The nice thing about probiotics is that they are part of the original plan. They are supposed to be in the intestinal tract. As a doctor, I worry about depending on drugs that harden bone by slowing the normal remodeling process. But I can't think of a good reason not to have better digestion at any age.
Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best-looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
There's a small dog food company up near the Red River in Munster, Texas, and it's the one I recommend. My dogs eat only Munster natural dog food. I'm sure that doesn't surprise you by now. Main thing to my dogs is the taste, but Judy and I notice how it makes them look and feel. The absence of toxic preservatives and the presence of the highest quality ingredients, including prebiotics and L-carnitine, and the presence of some very unusual ingredients that I've been recommending for a long time are all important. Some of the Munster products have no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original ones, so there's something for everyone. Munster natural pet foods are made with grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the USA, not in China. Everything about Munster natural is quality and results in healthy cats and dogs.
If your pet food store doesn't stock Munster, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website at munstermilling.com about how to get the products in your area for your dogs and cats.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And we have a very interesting question. One open line, by the way, at 866-444-3478. Laura in Corsicana. Hey, Laura.
Hi. How are you?
I'm pretty good, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to help with this, but I'll sure try.
Well, we are dealing with, we're kind of new to the country life, and we're dealing with two horses now because they've passed it to each other that have pigeon fever. And we've been doing some research and talked to the vet, and it's spread by flies, and we've been treating the one, and we didn't realize how contagious it was, and she spread it to the other.
Yeah.
And now we're trying to find out what can we do to keep it from the soil, and then long-term, how can we back up and try to keep the flies at a manageable.
Well, it's the first time I've ever heard about the disease. I just looked it up. It's a bacterial disease, and it looks pretty nasty. I'm sorry that you have the problem. I'm not a vet other than being a Marine, so I'll give you some advice on what to look into with your vet. And if you've got a vet that's open-minded, veterinarian, maybe some of these things will help, and I can help you with the flies for sure. One thing you need to talk to the veterinarians about is hydrogen peroxide. Of all the things that are good at controlling bacteria, hydrogen peroxide is way up there, top of the list. And I don't know if it has been finalized or not, but we got word just a couple of weeks ago that there's a company now that has, and I don't know if it's easily for sale by anybody, but there's a company now that has a hydrogen peroxide in a concentrated form for sale, and it's labeled specifically to use as a disease control. Now, whether it be specifically labeled for this use or not, I don't know. But my point is looking into using a hydrogen peroxide for the wounds and to be part of the spray program that I'd recommend to you to treat the soil is something you need to really look at closely. And I'd probably recommend it, even if the vet poo-poos it, to be used on the soil for sure. The control of the flies, there's a couple of things that we can do. Years ago, I had been recommending diatomaceous earth for a long time for people to put into pet foods. That's how it ended up getting into the Munster Natural dog and cat foods. That's the specific reason I got together with Munster, was to come up with some products that had that ingredient. And I had been recommending it to people with livestock before that, to put into their livestock feed. In fact, thoroughbred horse breeders were the ones that actually told me about it in the first place. They were giving it to horses at about 4 to 5 ounces a day in their feed, in their grain, in their feed. And so that's how I kind of grabbed that and ran with it, recommending it to all kinds of other animals, and we saw great results. Well, one day on the show, I got this call from a guy, and it was a panic. He said, "Howard, I got a real problem." He said, I've got flies in one." He said, "I do consulting to the dairy industry, and I got one barn where we've got a fly problem." Mm-hmm. And I said, "Well, what about the others?" He said, "All the others are fine." He said, "I've got this one problem where I've got flies." And he said, "I've been using diatomaceous earth like you recommended." And he said, "I'm almost positive that's what's keeping the flies away in all of the places where I consult, except this one place." And I said, "Well, what do you think the difference is? Is there something different about that dairy barn and facility that's different than the others?" And he thought a minute, and he said, "Yeah, there is, son of a gun." He said, "I've got an automatic misting system in that one and not in the others. And for some reason, the misting system created a condition where the flies liked being there better or something." And I think he finally got it under control. Long story to tell you that you need to be feeding your animals diatomaceous earth if you're not already, on a daily basis. It gives indirect help with flies and all kinds of parasites and various kinds of things. Just generally builds the health. You also might want to look into the Munster horse feeds, because some of them contain diatomaceous earth and have some of the high quality type of thing that we've got in the pet foods as well. The other thing I would do, other than that, is that I would spray the whole Garrett juice mixture everywhere your horses are going to be and are. But I would add hydrogen peroxide to it. I'd add 8 ounces at least, and maybe double that to 16 ounces per gallon. 8's probably enough to begin with, and then go from there and spray the soil surface and spray everything with that mixture. The hydrogen peroxide, obviously, as you know, this stuff is extremely contagious, this pigeon fever. Uh-huh. And anywhere you can spray hydrogen peroxide, you know, on the barn, the stable, the barn, fences, the walls, the floor, everything. I if it were mine, that'd be how I would lean. Again, I'm not a veterinarian. Go talk to your vet and see if he goes with it, and that'll give you a good start, I think. And also beneficial nematodes and trichogram wasps, all the things I recommend for the plant people, I'd do that too. Build your biological activity, in other words, just as heavy as you possibly can with your organic program. I'm going to put you on hold if you had something else, and we'll talk to everybody more in the next hour. If your radio station doesn't get us, go to dirtdoctor.com. We're streamed live there. And we'll talk to you at 866-444-3478. I'm Howard Garrett, and I'll be back.